The chief country representative of Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, Koji Makino, says the agency is undertaking feasibility studies on how to improve on the traffic situation at the runabout at the end of the Tama motorway. He said the traffic at that intersection is a bottleneck and having a toll on productivity. Speaking to Radio Ghana to mark the 40th anniversary of JICA Ghana Cooperation, Mr. Makino said JICA has the expertise to redevelop that intersection in order to redistribute traffic to the port city. He spoke to George Ankra.
When I came to this country as first, I'm very impressed to know that so many Japanese milk cars are running this country on the street. And I think that more than half of the majority of the car running on the street are the Japan, Toyota and Nissan, something like that. And transportation is one of the biggest. The priority area of the JICA, transportation is the biggest, first priority of our corporation. And now we are nearly complete the preparation stage on the Tama Junction on the motorway. And the George, when you want to go to the Tama, the center of the Tama, you are stuck for a long time at the junction of Tama. So the bottleneck of the motorway. This is the motorway. However, impossible for you to drive digitally. What happened? It's one of the bottleneck is the Tama Junction. So we are very much keen on and interested in the improvement on Tama Junction. Now, based upon the request of the government of the Ghana, we are now preparing and the studying how we can improve significantly the Tama Junction. Otherwise, the name is the motorway. Motorway, however. So this is the one, and we have the very good long and the big the asset to be able to cooperate in the transportation. This is the Tama Junction, the one of them.
Some of the beneficiaries of the training program in Japan have been sharing their experiences with Radio Ghana. First, an architect and construction auditor, Emma Zanabu Anda, said she's going to make a big difference with the knowledge gained from Japan.
One of the big things that would help us get to where we are looking for, which is development. So the impact is that we are going to apply the knowledge, make people start asking questions when you see a project, when you look at it. Because it's not even, you don't have to be construction based to be able to undertake a construction audit. But once we give you pointers, when you are on a project, you are supervised maybe with the implementing agencies, because we are working with them as well, which is AESL, Ministry of Works and Housing, because they normally will be the client. You know, just trying to let them know what to look out for during a project, before, during and after actually. So the impact is really great.
How do you see JICA? And looking at the core structure and the experience and the impact, what will you want JICA to do? Should it increase the opportunity for Ghanaians?
Before you go, you have people saying all sorts of things, but when you go, the kind of experience that you go through, I had 3 weeks, it was like a whole year of learning. From morning to night, you're learning. Be it in the training room, be it in the dining, be it in the social center, because you're meeting people from different backgrounds, you're learning. Sometimes even just one word changes your perception about something. I mean, you don't even see a paper on the floor. Like, you are even afraid to litter.
A deputy director of nuclear and alternative energy at the Ministry of Power, Dr. Robert Sogbaji, said based on the knowledge acquired, they are introducing programs that will help conserve energy.
There are various programs we are putting in place, like advocacy in schools, try to introduce motion sensors and light sensors. With these technologies, where in Japan, where you are not in the room and the light automatically goes off. All these things are being introduced in public buildings now, so that when we step out from our office, the lights are not on. Now, the old type of windows we used to use at public buildings, now we try using glazed windows so that the air conditions do not also cool the outside of the building, which it used to do. So all these things were studied and realized that we call energy auditing. So we audit the buildings and realize there are certain small things that you don't think affect the cost of electricity. But these things were practical, you'll be taught, and you do the energy audit of the normal Ghanaian window, and then the glazed windows which we were exposed to when we traveled, and then realized that yes, this could save a significant cost of electricity, especially also changing our street lights using solar, because we were using direct grid. But you go to Japan and you see that some of the street lights are on solar, and it saves a lot, it frees the grid a lot. So you realize that now most of the street lights from Achimota going are on the solar and give lights at night so that the grid will be available for industry.
Dr. Sobaji,
yes.
What would you say has been your impression after the number of years that you studied there, and how useful is the training that you received from Japan, and what do you want to suggest that JICA should do for future recruitment?
One thing was that was the first time I realized that being late for a program is rude. In Japan, when you are 5 minutes late, it's rude. It means you don't respect the person or respect the issue. And it is embarrassing. And the way it is handled, you'll be very embarrassed. So that culture gets into you. So when I invite somebody for a program or I have a meeting with somebody and the person is 5 minutes late, I get very pissed and get very angry, and they don't understand why I am angry.